tuned into No Smoking in the Theater on KDVS Davis 93.3. No, I messed it up. Welcome back to No Smoking in the Theater. That's right, folks. You know what we're talking about. It's so obvious what we're about to talk about.
The big day just happened, 5-4.
5-4,
my favorite
May
holiday
the 4th.
Of the year. I am, of course, talking about Dave Brubeck Day.
Oh, Dave Brubeck Day. Dave Brubeck Day. Is
but
that
also,
his birthday?
No, it's 5-4. Get it?
Oh, that's actually so good. I'm a music major. I should have known that.
Come on.
Ooh, fade out on the classic John Williams score from the film Star Wars.
Ever heard of this one?
Ever heard of this? Kind of a underground thing. Of course, it's obvious that we are talking about
not the, Star Wars.
The Family Guy Star Wars episode.
The Family Guy Star Wars
This is the craziest episode of No Smoking.
Fuzzball.
Yo, we got to okay.
We have a guest.
We have a guest.
We have a guest.
We do.
We do?
We do?
Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm the guest?
Yeah. What?
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 What? It's Big Easy in the house. Normally, I'm on the show, or I'm not on this show, but I'm on air Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. for Aggie Talk,
mm-hmm.
and alternating Fridays, 8 to 9 a.m. for Aggie Chat. Tune in if you'd like to. We talk sports. We talk everything. We might even talk the Detroit Tigers' new uniforms that dropped today. We don't even know. But I'm not here to talk sports today. Today, I'm here to talk about one of my favorite things in the world. Family Guy. My Family Guy bag is unmatched. My Family Guy bag is unmatched. Saturday, I was told by DJ DV Cooper, hey, on Monday, we're talking Family Guy Star Wars. And I'm like, bro, if you knew how many times I've rewatched those episodes, if you let me on the show, I will actually go crazy. DJ DV Cooper said I can. So yesterday, I sat down and I watched all of them in a row, just stared at my screen. My eyes hurt, but you know what? You know, we listen, we learn, and we ball.
We ball. I'm getting some stuff ready. Don't mind me.
Okay. So,
crazy.
Some background, I guess. The first Family Guy Star Wars special, aka Blue Harvest,
mm-hmm.
premiered
season
in
season four.
Season was it season?
Oh, season six.
Season
six.
Season six, episode one. The premiere of Family Guy season. When, which was
so I'm a little green.
Which was the first episode after Family Guy got the first season after got canceled?
It was four.
Okay.
Yeah, because the first episode of like season four, they start out, guys, we got canceled.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know you.
Which
know,
is funny from way back in like whatever 2000 year that it came out. And
so the premiere of Family Guy season six was Family Guy Blue Harvest, in which the Griffins are at home watching golf or something.
Yeah,
and,
golf.
And their power goes out. And Peter Griffin, our good friend, friend of the program, decides to pass the time by recounting the story of Star Wars, A New Hope, a great film which I have seen probably a dozen times in my life,
mm-hmm.
if not more. So, of course, I know it by heart. And evidently, our good friend, friend of the program, Peter Griffin, does as well. Because he recounts it with stunning accuracy.
Right, exactly. Which is, first point, I think these might be the best Star Wars parodies
ever made.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because these are made by really, really good fans. Because, like, what other really big Star Wars parody do you know?
Robot Chicken.
Oh, okay. Who? What? From what channel?
It's a lot less direct, but Spaceballs.
But Spaceballs, right. The problem with Spaceballs, though, it came out so soon after Star Wars that it's not as much of a parody of Star Wars. It's a parody of most pop culture.
I agree. I think they're doing different things.
Yeah.
With Family Guy, they're making fun of Star Wars, but they're like...
But you can tell that they are such big fans.
It's born out of love, yeah.
They notice things that you would only notice if you've seen it. Like that thing with Lando's clothes. Or that...
Mm-hmm.
And they point this out in the show. Was it in
episode 5?
In episode 5.
Is Lando's only in episode 5,
Lando's
right?
Only in episode 5.
Really? Oh, well, when he takes Han's ship, he is wearing his clothes. And that's something that was pointed out in Star Wars, in Family Guy.
I forget who it is, but they just like turn to, not the camera because it's an animated show, but they turn to
no,
face
they point
the viewer
to us.
And they're like,
so
I'm not
creepy.
Joking, watch the show.
It's creepy. I don't like Ryan Griffin looking forward, even as Chewbacca. Which, let's introduce the players. Who's who?
The one, the only Luke Skywalker is played by none other than
Chris Griffin. Wow.
We have Princess Leia played by Lois Griffin, of course.
Wow.
One more thing about Chris Griffin. Every time I think of Chris Griffin, I think of this one video I saw, which is a guy. He's like looking at like a fire, and he's like, "Oh my
god!"
Oh my god! And he sounds exactly like Chris Griffin.
I can't do it.
And the caption is, "My inner Chris Griffin just came out."
I know what you're talking about.
Oh my god!
I know exactly. This is killing me. I've tried to explain that video to other people, and I'm so glad you brought that up.
Okay, back on track. Han Solo, of course.
Peter Griffin.
Wow. Friend of the program.
Wow.
Legendary, the titular Family Guy.
Yep.
Lucky there is a Family Guy.
Mm-hmm. Laugh and cry.
We have Brian Griffin as Chewbacca.
Right.
We have, of course, Stewie Griffin.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Darth Vader.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, an amazing performance, I think.
Absolutely.
The ever underrated Meg is actually an assortment of characters. Yeah. She was the worm from
the garbage chute. She was the compactor.
She was also the.
The Sarlacc?
She was the Sarlacc.
Was that in the last? That was in the last episode.
But she was also the worm from the asteroid worm. Yeah.
Yeah. She never gets any lines.
No, she gets the line. Why don't I have any lines in these?
It's just too good.
Also, Ernie the Giant Chicken as Boba Fett.
Right. That's one of the best roles.
Which they also directly point out. Yeah. Peter's like, wow, the giant chicken is Boba Fett. That's hilarious. Which was my exact reaction.
No, it's exactly.
Also, Mort as Lando Calrissian.
Yeah. That was interesting.
With the two droids, it's Quagmire as C-3PO and
yep.
Cleveland as R2-D2.
Cleveland as R2-D2 is one of my favorite roles.
Oh, absolutely. He's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Rollo? I remember Rollo was in it for...
Rollo?
Yeah, Rollo was in the cockpit with Lando, or...
What are you talking about?
I swear.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be like that.
I swear. Rollo... I might be
tripping. Who's Rollo?
You don't know Rollo?
Who's, wait, Rollo Family
Rollo
Guy?
Rollo is Cleveland's stepson.
Oh!
Yeah. Rollo's
do you watch the Cleveland show?
Not as much, but I'm like, but he's part of the Family Guy lore, so I'm very much
okay. I've yet to start watching
the Cleveland show. Is also part of No Smoking the Theater lore.
It's a fan favorite.
I will say, the issue with Rollo in the Family Guy lore is that he appears for like one episode and his entire character arc is destroyed by Stewie in one line, so he's more of like a background character at this point. But in the Cleveland show, he was huge,
yeah.
But he was in the cockpit with Lando.
No, right. Season. Now,
I forget who he played though.
Well, I think he was just playing himself, I think he was just hanging out. Yeah.
But I remember that threw me off so bad because it was one of those things where like...
Well, they were running out of their own characters. Yeah. So
and
then
this is also one of the issues I have that I might bring up later about episode 6 where they even extended beyond American Dad into Family Guy.
Yeah. Right. The alien is there.
Yeah.
The fish
Roger.
Is there.
Yeah.
Roger.
The talking bear is the Ewok.
Oh, I screamed. That was my favorite like thing.
I will say...
What's up?
The thing I will note though, my personal rankings of the three... are in line with how cool Joe was in each episode.
Oh, okay, let's hear it.
So, number 3, unfortunately, is Blue Harvest.
Really?
I feel like Joe was just so boring in his appearance there.
What was he?
He was the disabled pilot.
Oh, right. They did not do enough with him. Joe's a fantastic character.
Yeah, Biggs. It was Biggs is just there to make sandwiches.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just felt sad.
No, wasted potential.
Yeah, I just felt sad in that one. My number 2, hot take, it's Joe as Jabba the Hutt in episode 6. I will say, the way that they designed Joe as Jabba the Hutt was amazing.
She was really good.
But I don't know why, but Joe as the droid in episode 5.
That's
I don't know
good.
Why, but that is my absolute favorite Joe appearance across all three. That is why episode 5 is my number 1.
That's really interesting because actually... Episode 5?
We agreed episode 5 was our least favorite.
Still least favorite.
Still good.
No, it was good. But all of them are good.
Not quite as good as 4 and 6.
I felt like me personally, I think the commentary for episode 5 about Star Wars was my personal favorite. Like, 4 is objectively the funniest of all three. But I feel like episode 5, with what it does regarding Star Wars itself, I think it does the best out of it. Especially the scene where... it was episode 5 where... basically, it's the training arc where... Chris as Luke is in the cave, and they point out the scene where he fights his shadow, and then when he cuts off
the head. But it stops the movie dead in its tracks.
I feel like observations like that are the best in episode 5. They do the most with it. And that's why I put it as my number one.
Okay, you know what? That's actually completely fair.
Because
I can see that.
All in all, this whole series is commentary and a parody of Star Wars. So yeah. I feel like if you're going to comment on Star Wars, I think 5 does the best out of it. Mm-hmm. But as a pure rewatch standpoint, number 4 is absolutely the best.
Yeah. I actually thought that... what is the last one called? Like, in actuality? What's the last Star... This is actually pretty funny. I'm not that big of a Star Wars fan. I watch these more than I watch Star Wars.
That's absolutely fair.
They're more digestible to me. Although, watching them did make me think, okay, I kind of want to rewatch them.
I've been on my rewatch grind, actually.
Really?
This coincided.
What was the last one you just watched?
Episode 3.
Episode 3.
And then I went 4, 5, 6 with Family
Guy.
Well,
you know they're re-showing Phantom Menace in some theaters. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I went to see a showing of Challengers on Saturday, and they were actually playing Phantom Menace.
Which is actually our second movie now. No, you didn't. Wait, sorry, I missed it because I thought of that. So did you see Phantom Menace? No, you didn't.
So I didn't see it in theaters. I watched it by myself like a week ago.
Okay. Would you guys want to? Are you connected to the prequels?
I'm If you tuned into last week's Aggie Talk, you will know I am the biggest prequel defender in the world.
I'm not a prequel fan. I'm not a sequel fan either.
I am the biggest prequel defender in the world. But we're not talking about the prequels right now. We're talking about Family Guy Star Wars.
Family Guy Star Wars.
I do have a question for you guys, though.
Okay.
What do you guys feel? How do you guys feel about how far they expanded beyond just the Family Guy universe? They had to integrate so many characters from American Dad. They had to integrate characters from the Cleveland Show because they just ran out of their own characters.
They did. They just ran out.
See, I kind of like it because the thing about Family Guy that I like is just how just out there they go. Like, not even just like weird, just like such like esoteric cultural references. Like,
oh yeah,
a lot
honestly,
of them just like don't make sense.
The
pop
culture references in this are so freaking funny.
Like, like you were talking about the thing with Chris fighting a shadow. Like, I don't actually get that reference, but
oh, it's from the Three Amigos.
I see.
My little buttercup.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. No? I didn't get it, but it's still funny because it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Actually, on this rewatch, I was like, oh, I recognize this or I recognize this. Mm. Like, I've never... Did you know the one part that I was really excited about, the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles parody?
I did not
Everybody
pick up on
do the mess around. Like, that part with the hand and the, like, guys in the...
AT-somethings.
I do not know Star Wars. But during the Ewok fight.
Yeah.
I was freaking excited about that because, like, I love Planes and Trains and Automobiles, and that's what that was a reference to. I caught so many more references this time, is what I'm saying. So I love them.
I will vouch for my least. I think I have, like, a lot of favorite jokes, but I think the one joke I can pinpoint as my least favorite, they commented on how long, like, you know, like the nod scene is in episode 6?
Where the witch scene?
The, like, they're above the Sarlacc pit, and then they just keep nodding at each other.
Yeah. I think that you don't like that?
So, my thing is, objectively, it's a funny scene, but I think in the context of Family Guy as a whole show, they've done that gag many times that I'm so sick of it. Like, on my latest rewatch of Family Guy, I think I stopped around the episode where, like, they're scamming old people, and then... The old lady that they're scamming, she has...
The views reflected in this hour do not...
No, they don't.
The woman that they're scamming, she has 24 last names. They repeat her full 24 name last name 6 separate times throughout the episode. And at this point, I'm like, and also like with the Conrad Twitty jokes, I'm so sick of like Family Guy's like extensive, like just long jokes that just don't lead to anything.
Most of them do not work. Every once in a while, they have one that works. It's when they're not low effort. I don't remember what episode it is, but there's an episode where Stewie does like a dance scene with like Gene Kelly or something.
Oh, I know exactly what
that's
talking
fantastic.
About.
That's
one
like
amazing.
One of the best ones, and it is in a way the same kind of joke.
But the thing is, you had to put effort into making the joke. You have to animate Stewie with the actual scene of like the dance. It makes sense in the plot.
Do you
of the
know
story.
What I'm talking about? That's like one of the, I love that joke.
That one is great. But like the Conrad Twitty one, they just played Conrad Twitty. They didn't do anything with it. And in this one, it's so easy to animate just a quick nod and you hold on them, especially with the Family Guy animation style where they don't blink. Nobody in the background has to be animated. You can just have a nod and it's so easy. It's such a cost-cutting
measure. The baseball player in the team.
Yeah, I was
really
about to say, the baseball player bit, I cracked up.
Those were good. But it's just like the Family Guy characters as you panic, like beyond those, like the Toodle one I really liked. But,
and the Caddyshack, well, that one was good. waiting.
But I feel like
it's so good.
I feel like they overdid it with like the actual characters themselves, you know? Like, yeah. If they did more of those kind of like the random off bits, that would have been hilarious. Actually,
yeah.
The tuba thing is interesting that you bring up, though, because that's one of my favorite gags.
Yeah.
The one where. Like it's a three-parter where it's like the John Williams on the side.
Yep, that's right.
And then what is it?
John Williams and the London Orchestra. That's fantastic.
And then later in the episode, they cut to Danny Elfman. And it's so bad.
Yeah.
I feel like that's almost a double joke.
That jokes makes me feel good because I really don't like Danny Elfman scores.
Really?
What do you guys think? Do you like Danny Elfman scores?
I mean,
kind of getting off topic.
He's got some good ones. I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas, classic.
They're too silly.
Batman. That's.
I don't know. I mean,
have you ever listened to Oingo Boingo?
No. I like Oingo Boingo. I like Oingo Boingo.
He's a silly guy.
But I'm not a fan of all of his. Okay, there's some music
I
like.
I agree. There's a lot that are not. Not that good.
Because it's all.
Although I think the real joke there is Danny Elfman composed the Simpsons theme.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, the corporate synergy with Fox and. Family Guy doing Star Wars, and this is before both were Disney products. It's creepy. It's foreboding.
Everything's connected.
Should we take a break and listen to what happened? Hold on. Let's hear it. Hold on. I want to hear it. Like, so we're gonna turn the mics off. We'll be right back.
I've been better.
Well, tell me what's up.
Well, I'm in this relationship, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I like her, but. We're not really connecting.
How long's it been?
About 10 months.
And how often do you see each other?
A couple of times a week.
Well, why don't you try seeing each other a little more often and see if you connect a little more? And if not, it may be time to move on. Thanks for calling. This is Han Solo, and I'm going to be keeping you company for the next few hours right here on the Midnight Shift.
Something's telling me it might be you.
I love that. I think that's my favorite joke.
I think I agree.
It's so good. I also want to pull up the ending of Blue Harvest with the na, 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 na.
Oh, I will note too. This rewatching this series has made me realize in more modern episodes of Family Guy, they don't do Peter's like kind of thing. Like they've completely cut that out of him for some reason.
That's true. I guess I haven't seen that much.
I kind of wonder if Seth MacFarlane just can't do it anymore.
That might actually be it, because at least in The Simpsons, what was her name? Julie Kavner, who voices Marge, she's actually unable to sing in Marge's voice anymore because she's done the voice for so long that it hurt. Like,
that's a hard voice to do, though.
Especially with
Marge's?
Peter, But also Peter's, too, because it's so nasally. Yeah. Like, for me, what I've learned to do is like if you have to push your voice like your voice upwards, like your throat up, right? Especially with his deeper voice, it's really high up. Especially in the, like that nasal cavity. If you're doing it for like what 20, 30 years at this point, I really don't expect him to like consistently do it anymore.
Right. I think I have it pulled up. Hold on. I just want to let's just play it real quick. Hold on.
I am not a fan.
You know, Dad, you're a real jerk.
That's just so good.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
Friend of the program.
No, yeah, he just left. Thanks, Peter. So, what else do we have to say about Family Guy? Is this, I don't know, are the Star Wars specials indicative of the show as a whole? Because actually, you know what's interesting? They don't really use cutaway gags in the Star Wars episodes.
They kind of don't, yeah.
They have gags, and they have like random bits, but they don't cut away to things. At least like cut away to things not Star Wars, which is definitely like good. Like I think it would be bogged down by more cutaways. That's why I think maybe I really like these Star Wars episodes.
Is there a particular casting that you guys aren't a fan of in this one?
I don't like Herbert as Obi-Wan. He gets annoying really
fast. Yeah, I don't like... Yeah. Which is... No, they could have got somebody funny. Who could they have
honestly,
gotten?
Honestly, Carter. Carter should have been
Obi-Wan. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, hell, they could have even like had Carter play both him and Palpatine. Because I do like him as Palpatine. That's a good one.
I just think Carter's really funny in general.
Yeah. Dancing. Walking, rearranging furniture, Babs is shopping, I let the bird out of the cage. No, yeah, Carter's great. Did they have Babs play anybody?
Babs was a throwaway. Unreal. Yeah.
Oh, right, right, right. Oh, but you see, they already double cast Carter because he was Uncle Owen.
What, was he?
That's
true,
yeah.
Was?
Yeah.
Oh. Uncle Owen and Uproar.
So they just should have. No, yeah, I agree with that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
I will put it out there. I didn't love Klaus as Admiral Akbar.
No, I didn't like it either. Because the iconic, it's a trap. That was like a lame gag with the cat.
You know
random.
Opie?
Hmm?
Opie.
Opie.
He was he's Peter's coworker.
No,
Opie
I know
Opie. Would have been great as Admiral Akbar in this, I will say.
I could see that. That'd be pretty funny. See, yeah, that would be better. Just little things like that. Not as a whole, though. Overall, I think the casting was good.
Yeah. Also, Angela's casting as
The only other woman in the galaxy.
Yeah, but her cast, especially with it, her being played by Carrie Fisher, I loved it, I will say.
She's played by Carrie Fisher?
She's played by Carrie Fisher. That's why they had to retire her character.
What? Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know that.
She was the only other female character.
Dang, Family Guy has a lot of, like, reoccurring characters that, like, pass away, and they, like, do treat it with a lot of respect,
yeah,
right?
Like
Adam West died.
And Carrie Fisher, they gave her a whole monologue at the end of an episode.
That's great.
Or beginning of an episode. It was the episode where Peter's new boss is is his name Charles, or am I thinking of The Office?
You're thinking of The Office. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, what am I blanking on his name? But he's replaced by a new guy. It was that episode where she got her official passing.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting, too, because in both cases, Adam West and Carrie Fisher both knew that they were passing soon. So they actually pre-recorded lines for their departure episodes, like, way ahead of time. Especially Adam West. They made his transition super smooth into Mayor Wild West.
And have you seen that the clip of him? I want to be a real mayor one day. But that's such a good scene. That's so heartwarming.
Oh, that one hurts.
That's good.
That one hurts. I love
that
Adam
is,
West.
Like, I mean, straying away from Star Wars, but one of my favorite things about Family Guy is the earnest moments.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, they're just so good.
Like, the one that comes to mind for me is the Road to India episode,
mm-hmm.
where, so for context, the Road to India, Brian...
Is that when Brian ripped up Rupert?
No. So Brian, Brian is getting his laptop fixed, and he calls into IT services,
mm-hmm.
where he meets Padma. Funny enough, her name is Padma, like Padme. But Padma, she lives in India, so Brian and Stewie go all the way out to India, and a whole lot of shenanigans later, the
bunch
episode,
of cutaways,
yeah.
too.
The it's a great episode, actually. But the episode concludes with the sort of, it's a poignant exploration of Brian puts in the effort, but in the end, Padma doesn't actually see him as an equal. So at that point, there's no reason to go with like sunk cost fallacy. If it doesn't feel right, you have to just, you know, let, like, mm-hmm. if you really love somebody, you have to let her go.
This is crazy. Yeah. I've never seen this episode.
It's a great episode.
And it's a Brian and Stewie episode.
It's a Brian
episode,
and Stewie
right?
episode.
I love
They're always great.
Those are like my favorite ones.
Yeah, no, the poignant moments of Family Guy are pretty amazing, like when they actually hit them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another good one, but I'm blanking right now. That one's like the one for me.
The introduction, or the scene with Mayor Wild West with the music.
Oh.
Blue River, what the song that they sing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good moment. The scene where after Brian rips up Rupert all the way at the end of the episode, he gives him like another Rupert. That's like, Family Guy has such good moments like that.
But it's so bogged down by the bad moments too.
Right. Well, actually, maybe that makes them better. Like, if they're
true,
so
actually.
Sparing.
The thing about Family Guy is that like a lot of the episodes, it's like mostly just kind of... And then they have like one zinger.
No, exactly.
They get you.
I'm not even that big of a fan of Family Guy, but I watch it almost every day.
Yeah.
Family Guy.
And
funny,
I know a lot of
Family Guy
it.
Funny moments is my best friend.
Yep.
I had a point in time actually where like there were these over quarantine, right? These like 2-hour compilations of like full Family Guy episodes would pop up on YouTube, and it got to a point where like it actually helped me sleep to just like I was like I just play it next to my like in bed, and like it would actually help me sleep. It's crazy.
Stewie talks you to sleep.
Oh, actually, that reminds me. There's also the episode where Stewie sees his therapist, and it's a 20 minute episode of just him and his therapist talk. No cutaways, no nothing.
Really analyzing
talking.
The Stewie character.
That one is amazing. That one is amazing.
I've only seen the clips from that one.
So that
I've seen him sing Hamilton in that one.
So that one, it goes into a pretty in-depth exploration of like why Stewie is the way that he is, and mm-hmm. they talk about how he feels his need to front, I guess, intelligent, by comparison to his family, hence the British accent. He actually has an American accent, but he forces a British accent. And then he actually gets to a point where he gets so defensive about himself that he starts attacking his therapist, and his therapist, he does.
Oh, yeah, he really, like, psychoanalyzes him.
It's a crazy episode. Family Guy, it's a surprisingly good, like, it's surprising how strong some of the moments are. And so it's a testament to how great Seth MacFarlane is. And time willing, I would love to point out Seth MacFarlane has a magical voice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love Seth MacFarlane's
voice. Shout out to the rat from Sing 2.
Yeah, honestly, his version of My Way is so good. Oh, he did a, he was on a Logic
song? Yeah, he's on a Logic track. And which,
that's My Way.
It was,
which is such a good moment, though.
But the Logic song is crazy.
I like when they take advantage of that, when they have, like, Brian sing something.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like Seth MacFarlane's singing voice.
Do we have a favorite Family Guy song?
Ooh.
I'm kind of
on the road to Rhode Island.
I really love Stewie doing Rocket Man.
Okay, and I think it's gonna be a long, long time. But like, okay, so songs that were just in Family Guy, doesn't need to be original. Some say love is a river, but it's Peter.
Oh, that one's so good.
That one's so good.
There's a Road to Rhode Island is still one of my favorites. It's so iconic. It's just
that one I haven't even seen. Is that another Brian and Stewie one?
It is. I think it's the one where they get, I forget where they get lost, but they have to make their way back to the house.
I know that one.
It's like, we're off on the road to Rhode Island. Oh, I'm so off key right now.
I want
to
hear that.
It's great. Maybe after the show, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know that Tenacious D song, Video Games? Oh. Have you ever heard the Family Guy version?
I have not.
Meg, Chris, Dewey. I don't watch Family Guy no more. I don't think we can play it. I think it's swears.
Have you ever seen that one video that's just one guy just like, he's doing a Peter voice and he's just like listing off Family Guy characters? It's like Meg, Stewie. Chris, Stewie, Lois, Meg, Chris,
yeah,
Meg,
I love
Stewie,
that video.
Quagmire.
See, that sounds like something Miles would do. Have you guys seen Miles's BBL Drizzy disc?
I have not. Do it.
We have plenty of time on other programs to get into
exactly
Drake and Kendrick.
You knew what I was thinking.
Has Drake been on Family Guy?
Ooh.
Kanye definitely has.
Kanye was on Cleveland Show.
Yeah, but he also.
You know who else was on Cleveland Show? Former no spoken in the theater subject David Lynch.
That's right, a reoccurring character.
The Life is Good parody is so good.
Which was that one? Wait, did I just have it
open? You just had it open. It's Peter as Drake and then Cleveland as Future for Life is Good. It's a great parody.
Do you think we can play it on air?
No. I don't think so.
Alright, I think with that being said, no, we can't hear it, but it's playing. Get hyped! We can't hear it. All right, what are our closing thoughts on Family Guy and Star Wars and the Cleveland Show and David Lynch and Kendrick versus Drake and what do we think about all of it?
They need to do the prequels.
They need to do the prequels?
The Cleveland Show is going to do the prequels. They said that.
Oh, Cleveland Show is going to do the prequels. All right, each one by one. Blue Harvest, what do you give it?
Out of five.
No, out of five bags of popcorn.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'll give it 4.5 because I ate it too fast.
All right, okay.
Blue Harvest, I'll give 3.5 bags of popcorn.
I give it 4 bags of popcorn. All right, and something dark side?
Something dark side.
Something dark side. What are we giving it?
5 bags.
Ooh.
Couldn't even eat my popcorn.
DB?
Okay, I gave it 3 bags of popcorn.
I think I gave it 3.5. And then, It's a Trap. What are we giving it?
4 bags of popcorn.
3.5 bags of popcorn again.
I gave it 4 bags of popcorn. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been No Smoking in the Theater.
It's a whole lot of popcorn.
A lot of popcorn. Way too much. This has been No Smoking in the Theater. I'm DJ Nadia.
I'm DJ DB Cooper.
And it's Big Easy, baby.
And you're tuned into KDVS Davis, Family Guy supported freeform radio for Northern California. Thank you so much for listening.
I think F and Freeform is for Family Guy.
Right, exactly. That's what they don't tell you.
So is the F and Ormph.
The S in KDVS is Stewie.
K for Chris, D for V for
Daguire. K for Cleveland. Who's the next show? What's going on?
It's I'm Married to a Werewolf.
Oh yeah. If you feel so inclined, stay tuned because up next is I'm Married to a Werewolf. All right. It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It just happens to be 5 o'clock here.
And beautiful Pacific Daylight Time.
Beautiful. This has been No Smoking in the Theater. You're tuned into KDVS Davis, and we are fading out. Bye.
Goodbye.
Family Guy.
This hour of KDVS programming is sponsored by USDA ARS, Western Human Nutrition Research Center, located at 430 West Health Sciences Drive, University of California, Davis. The Western Human Nutrition Research Center and the Department of Nutrition at UC Davis are seeking to determine how to increase the body's good bacteria, boost overall immunity, food digestion, and support overall health. More information on the fibro intervention study can be found at 530-752-5177. Once again, at 530-752-5177. KDVS thanks Western Human Nutrition Research Center in Davis for their support of Freeform Community Radio.
Hello, and welcome back. You are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, and this is I'm Married to a Werewolf, the interview show on KDVS. Before I get started, I would like all of our listeners to know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that, I would like to introduce our guest today. Would you like to